For the love of Christ constraineth us, because we thus judge that if one died for all, then we're all dead. And that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto them which died for them, and rose again. Amen. That we should not live for ourselves, but for him who died for us. Amen. Wherefore henceforth know we no man after the flesh, yea, though we have known Christ after the flesh, yet henceforth know we him no more. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new, and all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given us the ministry of reconciliation. Amen. How can we have the ministry of reconciliation if we have not been reconciled? Amen. That would be a pretty uncomfortable position to be in, to be a reconciler, if you have not been reconciled yourself. If you don't have peace with God yourself, how can you advise others to have peace with God? The Bible says, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and all things are become new. Now, it doesn't necessarily mean that everything that you have after you have accepted Christ are new things, materially or monetarily. It doesn't mean that because you have accepted Christ, you're now entitled to, as one fellow said, 40,000 promises in the Bible, 40,000 strong. Not all of those promises are necessarily to us. Some are for specific people at specific dispensations. For one case, the Bible, or God instructed Abraham that every place wherein the sole of thy foot shall tread upon shall be yours. Now, if you take that literally and apply it to your life, you're going to find yourself in a lot of trouble treading on somebody else's soil and putting your name on it. Somebody else owns it. It's the property of somebody else. But it does mean this, that when we accept Him and He comes into our life, and when Christ is really into our life and really we become to know Him and He knows us, He changes us and forms within us a new creature. Not that you're going to have everything that you've ever wanted or hoped for before you come to know Him. Not that you're going to have a three-story house with seven bathrooms and 45 bedrooms in it. But you will have a new direction in your life. Your ambitions and your desires and your nature will be changed. And if it has not been changed, then we may conclude that we do not know Him. Amen. If there's not a new nature, then there's not a new knowledge of the one who reconciles. If you've not been reconciled to Him, if you've not had reconciliation take place between you and God, and the only one that can reconcile us to a holy God is the one who stood between us and Him and took the punishment of sin upon Him. He was the suture, if you will, that mended the wounds between us and God. Amen. And so we're new creatures in Him. And if we're new creatures, and if we have been reconciled to Him, all things are become new. New desires. New ambitions. One fellow said, the song I used to sing, I sing it no more. The dance I used to dance, I dance it no more. The smoke I used to smoke, I smoke it no more. What a wonderful change He has made. Amen. The things that we used to love, we now hate. And many times the things that we used to hate, we now love. Because we have been reconciled to Him. We used to be at odds with Him. There used to be some, maybe not all-out war, but there used to be some friction, some strife, because we were walking in one way and He was walking in the other, and we were trying to make peace on our own. But now we've been reconciled. And there's peace with God through Jesus Christ. Because we've come to know Him, and there's a new nature inside. A new nature. A nature unlike that what you were able to produce on your own. Anybody that I have ever known that has tried to be good has ended up a miserable mess in trying to do good on their own and be good and do the right things and say the right things and be the person they ought to be. Without Christ, it is impossible. You can live a lifelong time here on earth and never smoke and never drink and maybe even never cuss, but still that nature, That nature that is striving against God is still alive within you. And you've not been reconciled. And so every time you lay your head to rest, there's some uneasiness in your breast, and you wonder, what is wrong? Everything that I'm doing the right thing, and I've not done anything wrong toward anyone.
Yeah.
But there's not peace with God. You've not been reconciled. And you may have not committed murder, and you may live a more immoral life than most churchgoers. And you may treat people with the utmost of respect. And you may memorize every person's name you've ever met and treat them with kindness and respect and do everything you can for them. But if you've not been reconciled to God, there's an emptiness that you can't fill with all the good deeds that you choose to do. There's no peace there. And no matter how you try to fill it, you seem to be emptier every day. You work longer hours. You try to be a better husband or a better wife. You try to clean house a little better today than you did yesterday in order to make him a little happier. But if there's no peace, if there's no reconciliation with God, then there's no peace of God. That this peace that passes all understanding can only come through reconciliation. And we can only be what we need to be when we become a new creature in Christ. The word new creature goes back to the same original word of metamorphi or metamorphosis. It's the same word referred to when the caterpillar is crawling along the tree or the branch or the ground, and all of a sudden he weaves himself into a cocoon and shuts himself up and separates himself from the rest of society. And something takes place within that cocoon that scientists have yet to ponder and wonder how this transformation can take place. I mean, of all of the animal and plant life and insect life, nothing quite like this they have ever seen, nor can they explain, that this caterpillar can separate itself from the rest of society, enter into this cocoon, and come out a completely different creature. And that's what the word means. It's called metamorphosis. And that's what has to take place in our life, brother and sister. I mean, you may have been born into the Highway of Holiness Church and been coming here all of your known life. But if you've not been changed, Brother Richard, if there's not been a metamorphosis occur in your life and in your heart, then you don't have peace with God. And you can do all of the good deeds you want to do, and you can be the first one through the doors on time every time the church house is open, and you can give the biggest offerings and you can do the most that you possibly can do, but if there's not peace with God, it's all in vain. If there's not peace with God, if there's not peace with God, there has to be a change, a total metamorphosis take place in your life before you can have that peace that passes all understanding. Amen. For some people, it's a convenience. For some folks, I've got a situation on mind right now. For some people, their religiosity or their appearance of being righteous is just a matter of convenience. I mean, it may open a few doors for you. It may win influence with a certain group of people for them to know that you're a moral man. But when it's convenient to tell a distruth, then it's all right. Or when it's convenient and the right circumstances in the right situation to tip up a glass of questionable beverage, then it's all right. Or when it's convenient to cheat those that work for you and cheat those that are employed by you, then it's when it's to your benefit, then it's all right.
Yeah.
But if there's not been a metamorphosis occur in your life, then we're none of His. That's right. The only way that we can be identified with Christ, the only way that we can have peace with God and be called a Christian, if you will. I mean, that term is used awfully loosely these days. But the only way that we can be termed as one of His, to be adopted, and that we can call Him Abba Father, is to have that change take place in our life. We won't want to lie anymore. We won't want to cuss anymore. We won't want to tip those questionable beverages anymore, because there's been a change. Not just in the way that we look on the outside, or not just the way that we appear to men to be, But the way that we see Him and that He sees us, we're now new, we're now changed, we're a new creature. The things that we used to want, we don't want them anymore. What a wonderful change. What a wonderful metamorphosis. That caterpillar was all the time looking down and all the time crawling on the ground. But one day he soared above his circumstances. And I want to tell you something. When we begin to separate ourselves from the elements of this world, when we begin to draw aside, if you will, and separate ourselves from the things that are pulling at us, and we begin to find power with God in reconciliation, we'll emerge one day. We'll have peace with God one day. One day revival will come, but it'll only come when we have peace with God through His Son. Amen. Not just for convenience sake. Not just so folks may admire us for being different than all of the others. But that we can truly know Him. And He'll know us. I mean, it's a wonderful thing. I enjoyed what Brother Richard was teaching about this morning. And he talked about there's a point in your life when you come to know Him. And you know Him as He is. Not just for what you want. I mean, that's hitting pretty close to home sometimes, because most of us, if we're honest with ourselves, when it comes prayer request time, many of us don't seek to glorify God in our request. But most of us, and I'm including myself in this, sometimes it's all a thing that I need or a thing that I want, and I must tell folks that this is what I want to happen in my life. I want that job. It doesn't matter what the cost. I want that job. I want you to pray that I'll get that job. I want this this house. I really believe it's God's will to have that house. And when we get it, we find out we have to work three jobs to make the payments. And many times that means missing a lot of church and missing a lot of prayer time in the morning or in the evening. And we find that our life is now not as free as it once was. But when we begin to know Him, the things that we want seem secondary to knowing Him. We have needs, and I'm not belittling the fact that we have needs and we have desires. And I don't mean to discourage anybody from turning in a prayer request when they really have a need. That's important. But when we really know Him, we want to know more about Him, because we've been reconciled, because there's peace now. But it changes our nature. Thank God for that our nature's been changed and we no longer walk according to the course of this world. No longer do we walk according to the rules and the governing agents of the prince of this world, but we walk according to His Spirit. The Bible says, to them that are led by the Spirit, those are the sons of God. Those that are led by the Spirit, because we have His Spirit within us and we're reconciled to Him. Verse 20 says, "Now then we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you, we pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. For He hath made Him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him." We're not reconciled to Christ to do the things that we once did and still be able to come to church and have peace about it. We're not reconciled to Him to sin and say, "Well, I know that now that I have Him, anytime that I sin, I'll just go to Him again." And it's good that to know that if you do fall, you can have reconciliation with Him and you can have forgiveness of sin with Him. But to him, to the person that sins after he has knowledge of the truth, the Bible says there remaineth no more sacrifice for sin. And not to say that God will never forgive you for that sin, but it does mean this. Until you go back to that original point, to where you left Him, you can pray all you want. You can turn in prayer requests all day long. You can give the most in the offering. But until you go back to that point, to where you sinned, there's no more sacrifice for your sin. You've got to go back and make it right and be reconciled once again. I'm glad we can be a new creature in Him. And if we're new creatures in Him, all things are new. And old things are sure passed away. The things we used to do, the places we used to go, the friends we used to hold so dear, lose their attraction to us. Our heroes are not our heroes anymore. I remember going in school, and when I first got saved, I was a freshman in high school. I was 14 years old, and I loved sports. I mean, I just lived for them. Not that I'd ever been anything in it, but I just loved it. I guess it was a release from some things that were going on at home. But I loved sports, and my hero was Larry Zonka. I mean, I loved Larry Zonka. Was a fullback for the Miami Dolphins, and wanted to be just like him as far as I knew. But when I became a Christian and I accepted the Lord to forgive me of my sins and to come into my heart, everything that I loved, I seemed like I despised. I didn't want to do anymore. The folks that I associated so closely with, now I was a little bit uncomfortable being around them. The conversations that we once held didn't make me laugh anymore. Because I was a new creature. I adopted a new diet, if you will. The things that I used to partake of, they weren't appetizing to me anymore. Brother Richard, they were not appetizing to me anymore. I became a new creature and took on new habits. And I hope you have too. And I hope that tonight that we can worship God and we can call on Him and somebody that you know that needs to know Him. Or perhaps maybe nobody else knows it. Maybe there's some times where you lay your head down at night and you don't have the peace that you know you should have. Tonight, in the name of Jesus, be ye reconciled to God. Amen. Let's come and pray tonight. Let's pray for the service. Pray for some loved one that may be on your heart. Amen. That they may be reconciled. Because without reconciliation, there'll be no peace, no matter how hard they try, no matter how hard they work, no matter how much time they spend, we've got to be reconciled to God.